Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Aid agencies accuse the reclusive government of continuing to hinder access to the disaster area. And finally, researchers have come up with a mathematical formula for what makes a perfect voice. Now, Shannon Harris worked on that project. Hi there, Shannon. What are the qualities in a perfect voice?
Say that again?
What are the qualities that you have to have for a perfect voice?
Well, we found there were three main areas which we looked at which seemed to correlate with what people, the public who we interviewed, liked in a voice. And the first one was a good amount of bass frequency content in the voice. That's very important. A deep, resonant voice in a woman as well as a man is very, very important and seems to crop up in all the voices that our panel liked. The pace of delivery is also very important. We found that a word count of about 164 words per minute seemed to be the ideal, with gaps between phrases of about half a second.
So, Shannon, can I give our takeaway audience a little taster of what a female's perfect voice sounds like?
Certainly.
According to scientists, I have the perfect voice. My delicate blend of frequency, words per minute, pauses between sentences, and intonation makes my voice very easy on the ears.
That's why director said that's an English accent, of course, but does it work accents? For instance, the American accents, our audience listening to the takeaway.
Well, I mean, our study was really not about accents, and we very purposely used voices that, at least to a UK audience, would be seen as neutral. Our findings sort of went beyond accent and looked at the sound quality of a voice to see what makes a pleasing voice. So that would apply to speakers of any accent, of course.
And why did you do the research?
Well, it was actually funded by the Post Office, who were expanding into telecoms and wanted to get some information about voices. And they thought it would be fun, having been inspired by a similar kind of project with the perfect face, they thought it would be an interesting thing to do the same with the human voice and see if there was some scientific basis to what makes us like and appreciate a human voice.
See, my colleague John Hockenbury has not only got the perfect face, but I think he's got the perfect voice. John, say a few words.
Perfect voice. Yes, I'm talking not like a robot, but I do have a lot of bass in my voice.
So. Well, you see, that's right. I was listening to him earlier. He's got a very nice, solid low end in his voice. Nice pacing, soft consonant phonation, and it's generally a very, very mellifluous, nice-sounding voice. So,
well,
yeah, I'd have to agree.
Thank you very much. It's certainly been enjoyable talking to you. Nice low end, though. That sounds like a T-shirt. I think I should get that. Yeah.
Or something rude in the UK.
Say that the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Shannon Harris, thank you very much for the
Perfect
Voice Research Project. Thanks for joining us on The Takeaway. Take care.
Not at all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for me. I thought that woman sounded a little bit like a robot, though. She was a little scary to me.
But she had those perfect pauses.
We're going to have a perfect pause now.